That did.
That's all right.
That blessed her. Jesus, the mere mention of his name can calm a storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, and lights of hope put back into the eyes of a hopeless child. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched that little body grow quiet and the fevered brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in her final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper earth's sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophy has tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claim it, yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one great mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Also, you see, it was not mere chance that caused the angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, there is something about that name. Praise the Lord.
Let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something